gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And what an hour we've got lined up for you. We're going to be joined by one of my favorite guys to interview. He is the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel. He's also a frequent contributor to many publications, including Car and Driver magazine. Stephen Cole Smith is going to be with us all throughout the hour. We're going to be talking about some new car stuff. We're going to be talking about some racing stuff. And anything is up for grabs when Steve is here. The telephone number to reach out and say hello is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or you could fire up an email anytime, bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here, and we'll make it a relatively easy one here. I want you to name one of the Chrysler K cars, any one of the Chrysler K cars. Did you own one of those K cars back in the day? If you did, then you would know the name of one of the different K car incarnations. Give me a call, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And if anybody has won a prize on the program in recent times, we want to make sure that we have you in the running for the big drawing coming up with Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage upcoming probably in another 3 weeks or so. So we want to add you to that list of potential winners. So all you have to do is call in and give us the answer to the question of which is, once again, the question is, name one of the K cars from Chrysler, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And now it's my pleasure to bring forth, again, one of my favorites. He is the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel. He's an editor for Car and Driver, and he's an automotive journalist extraordinaire, the one and only Stephen Cole Smith. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Well,
you know, I was thinking for the K car, a little hint, probably if you did own one, just remember the subject line for all the checks you wrote to get it fixed, which would be repair for the blank, new air conditioning core for the blank, new radiator for the blank. Probably you wrote it down quite a few times. So, if you own one, you probably remember that pretty well.
Very true, Steve. Boy, American cars certainly have come a long way when we stop and think about some of the offerings from the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s and compare that to the 2010 and the 2011 models. Boy, certainly the gap that was once there between the domestics and the other automakers, the Japanese and the Europeans, quality-wise, certainly has been, if not made a whole lot closer, evened or even erased. And certainly when you look at what's out there, what you can get, just about anything you want, whether you want something high performance, whether you want something high technology, green, it's all there.
Well, you know, guys that have been doing this for a while like you and me, I know once in a while we feel like maybe we're being a little soft on some of the cars we drive, but then you think about it, and there's just no Yugos out there anymore. There's no first-generation Hyundais out there anymore. There's nothing out there that I really wouldn't mind driving every day. I mean, probably 10 years ago, I think the Chevy Cavalier maybe was my least favorite car, but a couple of days ago, I flew into Tulsa for a Shelby Cobra event and ended up renting a Chevy Cobalt, you know, a car that's going to be phased out pretty soon. There was nothing wrong with it. I mean, I was getting 30 miles per gallon. It was comfortable. It was, you know, the air conditioning worked great. It's a car that probably would give you 100,000 miles of very reliable service. I mean, and it's no longer the low water mark. And I don't know what is the low water mark until the Chinese start importing cars.
You read my mind. Wait till the Chinese come to town because, you know, you and I have been to the Detroit Auto Show and have peered into some of these Chinese vehicles, and boy, they've got a lot of work to do before they come to the American marketplace.
You know, kind of an interesting aside, I had a column in the paper today that I wrote about the John Deere Gator, you know, which is the four or six wheel little vehicles you see, you know, on the field for the NFL games when they come out and rescue a player, or you see them on golf courses, or you see them as maintenance vehicles. They have come out with a new one for 2011 that really has a sporting aspect to it. And, you know, it's not just an industrial vehicle anymore, and it's got a 50 horsepower, three-cylinder engine. I said, where did you get this engine? And they said, it's a Chery. It's from a Chery Chinese car.
Wow.
That they make over there. It's 800 cc's. And, you know, Chery has always had trouble getting over here. You know, Malcolm Bricklin, I think, tried to import Cherys, and then Chrysler tried to import them. Well, Chery's finally here, and it's under the hood of a John Deere Gator now. And the thing goes 44 miles an hour, which, you know, if you're winding through the woods like we were on this John Deere trip, 44 miles an hour is pretty darn quick, and the engine seems to work well. It's just whether or not Chery can ever deliver us a car around that engine that'll make something that U.S. consumers are going to want to buy.
That is so true. I can't wait to hear about the Shelby GT500 for 2011. Ford has significantly upped the ante with the rest of the Mustang portfolio with the V6. Who would believe the V6, 305 horsepower, 31 miles per the gallon,
yeah.
And the V8, the GT, 412 and 25 miles per gallon. It was just a year ago that the GT was 315 horsepower, and now the almighty Shelby, the GT500, they claim it isn't. Steve, you got to set the record straight here. Is this really the Ford GT supercar engine that they've just kind of modified, or is it truly, as they say, a different engine?
It's being that it's an all aluminum block. There's some parts and pieces from the old GT in it, but it's a substantially different engine. You know, what's interesting and that I've got to share today is that, you know, quite a few of us have driven the Shelby GT500, which is a Ford product. You know, we bought from Ford Motor Company. But when I was at the Shelby convention up in Tulsa, I got to drive the Shelby GT350, which is a completely different car. It's basically the Shelby GT500 that Ford is selling was just a licensing deal. The Shelby people really had very little to do with that. I think Carol may have driven it. But if you get a Shelby GT350 from one of their participating dealers, basically you have bought a Mustang GT and had it sent out to their factory in Las Vegas, where they've done anywhere from $28,000 to about $34,000 worth of work to it to turn it into a GT350. So it's really more of a Shelby than the Ford Shelby GT500 is. It's not quite as fast because the supercharged model uses the new 5-liter V8 as opposed to the 5.4 that's in the GT500. So really it comes down to, and one of the questions I had for some of the Shelby executives is that they said it's not a problem for people who really need to know, but for the casual fan, there's got to be a little bit of confusion there. You know, you've got a Shelby GT500 that Ford dealers sell, the Shelby GT350 that's sold through Ford dealers that are Shelby participants. And I still think there's a little bit of confusion to even some of the purists out there until at least the word gets out around this GT350, which is a pretty amazing car. We drove it at Hallett Motor Speedway, and you know, it's just a rocket ship. It's a little more buttoned down than the Ford version. It may not have quite the power even with the supercharger, but it's a racier car in general, which is, I think, what you'd expect from the hands of Carroll Shelby.
And also, they're offering this car with either a manual transmission or an automatic transmission, which is something you can't get in the GT500.
Right, right. And they're offering it with supercharger or without, with a difference of, I believe, between $7,000 and $8,000 between the two.
Wow.
And having driven both those back-to-back, I would go with the normally aspirated one because I was talking to Gary Patterson, in fact, I was riding with him and he was riding with me.
Yeah.
And I said, if I decided to add the supercharger later on, how much drama would there be? And he said, we can bolt it right on. So why not get the normally aspirated one? And then if you want the supercharger later, have it bolted on and go that direction.
Excellent. More all about the GT500 with Stephen Cole Smith straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're talking with Stephen Cole Smith. He's the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel and a frequent contributor to Car Driver magazine, many other publications as well. And we're talking about the Shelby GT350 Mustang that Steve had the opportunity to drive at a Shelby event in Tulsa, Oklahoma recently. And Steve, definitely the styling on the GT350 is is very flamboyant. They definitely kind of went to town with the exterior treatment.
They tried really hard to not mimic, but at least pay homage to the original Mustangs. If you go to the Shelby website and look at the rear end of the car, the little reverse lights are literally from a 67 Mustang. They're exactly the same kind that fit in there very well. And then they've got their new touches, the enormous dual exhaust that exit from the center right under the license plates, and an exhaust note with a pure, complete dual exhaust, you know, two catalytic converters, two mufflers, just a wonderful sound. It's not invasive, but when you want to roll the window down and hear an American V8, you really do hear it. One thing I want to, the real tip of the hat to the Ford guys, not so much the Shelby guys, but the Ford guys. I spent a week with a GT500 convertible. And Bob, I know you remember, I back in the late 1980s, I had a friend at Ford that would deliver me a Ford Mustang sometimes for a test drive, and then we'd go to lunch. He brought me a brand new Ford GT convertible once, and we went to lunch in it, and the thing had maybe 100 miles on it. And it felt so wobbly that there was so much cowl shake. You know, you go over railroad tracks and it would feel like there's parts falling off, that you wondered, would there be any car left at 50,000 miles? This new convertible, I mean, I defy anybody to sit in it with their eyes closed and go over some kind of rough pavement or railroad tracks and tell me if it's a convertible or a coupe. I never really thought you could get that kind of rigidity without bolting in roll bars and stuff. But, man, they've done a great job with the convertible, making it just as rigid feeling as the coupe, and consequently, you know, you can get the same powertrains as both. They don't have to detune it for the convertible anymore. So, just a real tip of the hat to those guys for the job they've done with the Mustang. I know the new Challenger, the new Camaro, may be a little sexier than a Mustang that's been around for a while, but man, Ford is really outdone themselves with that car right now, I think.
Absolutely, they've done a wonderful job right across the board, and it just shows you the advancements in engineering, tire technology. So many things have come so far. Computer technology, fuel injection, all this stuff has really come together in recent years, Steve.
Well, you really summarized it a few minutes ago. Over 300 horsepower with a V6 and over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. I mean, what more can you ask for? I mean, that's those kind of statistics, even 5 years ago, I'm not sure anybody would have believed. And that's in a car that's not that's the base model car. That's not a car that's dramatically expensive. It's a car that pretty much anybody with a good job and a little bit of a down payment can afford. And you're going to go out and have just about as much fun as we had when we were buying GTs just 10 years ago.
Absolutely. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Easy trivia question out there on this Father's Day. We're looking for the answer to the question, the K car from those folks at Chrysler. Give me one of the models, one of the K car models. It's an easy one. 800-259-9231. We'll put you in the running for a really fine prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy will be back with us soon in the next few weeks to pull out another name out of the hat. So, Steve, I understand recently you had the opportunity to pilot some high dollar vehicles, including the new so-called mini Rolls-Royce, the entry-level, the small Rolls-Royce, but this is no small vehicle.
Right. I drove that, the new Ghost from Rolls-Royce, and I also got a chance to drive the Bentley Mulsanne, which is really a pretty amazing comparison between the two. They're both started a little under 300,000, and you can easily go over 300,000 with them. They're comparable size, comparable power. But the big difference is, I think, the difference we've always had with the Bentleys and the Rolls-Royces. The Rolls is a better car from the back seat. The Bentley is a better car from the front seat. You know, depending on whether you want to drive or be driven, the Rolls-Royce, with a lot of power, still doesn't feel that much fun on the road, whereas the Bentley does. And the fact that Rolls and Bentley essentially were the same company for so many years, then splintered off to where one's owned by BMW, one's owned by Volkswagen, to see the new owners, or not brand new owners, but certainly new owners compared to the history of the two marks, carry on with the tradition of the two vehicles, I think is a pretty good thing for the automotive world, though not many of us poor but honest journalists will ever be able to afford one except just for a few days for a test drive.
Isn't that the truth? There's no doubt about that. How does the Ghost stack up lengthwise compared to the regular Rolls-Royce Phantom? Is there a significant size difference, Steve?
It definitely is smaller, and it feels smaller. And, you know, the last Rolls had that enormous grille that just, you know, it was kind of polarizing. Some people loved it, some hated it. And some people like me didn't like it very much, but it wasn't that important because I wasn't the target market. You know, there's no denying that that car is a big Rolls Royce, and consequently, you're a very rich person to drive it. The Ghost, I was surprised, drove under the radar so much. You know, it would get a lot of second looks, but the original Rolls didn't get second looks; they got first looks. The first time you glanced at it, you couldn't really take your eyes off of it, basically because it was just so ostentatious. I was kind of surprised at how many people really didn't know what the Ghost was. And you know, there's a lot of toll booths here in Florida. I don't think any toll agent ever even mentioned that it was a Rolls Royce.
They just thought it was just another big German sedan, which, you know, underneath its underpinnings, that's what it really is.
Yeah. It's still definitely a Rolls. It has that feeling. And like I said, from the rear seat, you definitely feel like you're being catered to by every sensation. Whereas the Bentley just has a little more road feel to it, just a little more a punch. Either one, I would have trouble buying anything that's over $300,000, but I kind of put the edge a little bit toward the Bentley, but that doesn't mean I'd turn down a Rolls Royce if somebody dropped one in the driveway, which would instantly, by the way, double the value of the property that the car would be sitting on. But that's thanks to Florida real estate values right now.
Very good. I imagine some of the race cars that you have around your property might be worth more than some of the Florida real estate these days.
The race cars are worth very little, but you're right. Because of the Florida real estate, even the crappy race cars I have may be worth more than some of the ground they're parked on.
800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from around North America. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico. Frank, you're on Auto World. Thanks for calling in, Frank. How you doing?
Oh, enjoying the show as always. This is really an interesting one, but since someone else has answered the question, you could get an Aries or a Reliant.
Well, how do you like that, Steve? You got it right. You're absolutely...
That's a man who knows his tank cars, which I'm not sure is a good thing or a bad thing.
Hang with us, Frank. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more to you about your car collection and lots more. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Looking for a cool gift idea for a recent graduate? And don't forget, Father's Day is just around the corner. I've got the solution. I'm Auto World's Bob Long. Log on to calcarcover.com and check out all the cool gift ideas. Or give them a call at 800-423-5525 and request a free catalog. But now, here's the best part. Put in my name, Bob Long, as a discount code, and you're going to receive 15% off your order. That's calcarcover.com. Discount code Bob Long.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit classicresto.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America. My name is Bob Long, along with Stephen Cole Smith. He is the automotive editor of the Orlando Sentinel, as well as editor for Car and Driver and many other publications, contributor, automotive journalist extraordinaire, and we're talking about a gamut of things. On the line with us from New Mexico is Frank, and Frank, I wanted to ask your opinion of which one would you buy if you had the choice, the Shelby GT350 from the Shelby folks, or would you buy the GT500 from the Ford folks?
I saw one back in 67 when I lived in Hollywood, and it was just beautiful. You know, there was like no back seat or anything, just the place back there with your spare tire between the roll cage. And I was wondering, is the new one set up the same way?
No, they're full four-seaters, any of them you get.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I saw one that was set up for racing. It was GT350, and there was no back seat.
Yeah, back then, nobody was worried much about getting the back seat of those things. It was all about speed and lighting up the car as much as you can.
Yeah, but Bob, I wanted to thank you and folks at Busted Knuckle. I got this box in the mail. It was like Christmas in the summertime. I must have won a drawing or something because I got a great gift from Busted Knuckle, their little miniature rolling tool chest, and it is neat.
Oh, great. Well, definitely. Well, we appreciate you calling into the show, and I definitely wanted to hold you over so you could help tell Steve about some of the cars that you own right now and some of the ones that you've owned in the past. Steve, what do you hear about some of the cars that Frank has got?
Well, you know, I when you started that question, Bob, about the Shelbys, I thought you were going to ask Frank whether he would buy the Aries or the Reliant, which kind of brings up, I've got a friend, his guy's name is Dave, and he's a historian for NASCAR, and he's as much a racing nut as I am. I see him all over. And he has a K car, and I think he could afford something else, but it's kind of a matter of principle that he drives this darn K car everywhere. It must have 300,000 miles on it. And what's interesting, Frank, I'm sure you can appreciate this, the car has simplified itself over the years. You know, the radio doesn't work, so you can eliminate that as a problem. No heater. Well, we're in Florida, no problem. I think he has one window that still rolls up and down, which eliminates problems with three other windows. You know, no air conditioning, which is a problem, but he drives it at night usually. So it's really a very simple car now because so few things work. I'm waiting for one of the gears to go out, and then I'll end up with a GM Power Glide 2-speed and see how long he can get along with that. But, you know, I think he really wants to see how long he can drive this thing before it literally will not move under its own power. And I think we're getting pretty close to that point.
I think so. It's nearing, definitely. So tell Steve what's in your garage right now, Frank.
Oh, well, I'd like to tell him about the K car I would like to have was that stretch K chassis, the executive limousine. You remember that? That little
limousine. Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, that was big in the rental industry here in New Mexico. They rented a lot of those, and I always thought it was an interesting little limo, you know, personal limo. Of course, it had that undersized motor, but it was cool. But as far as the cars I have, I got okay. Aside from the grocery getters, I guess the interesting ones are my 66 Chevelle 396.
Oh, yeah.
And my 87 Buick Grand National. Last year they made that puppy.
Well, those are great cars. I remember growing up, my cousin had a new 66 Chevelle 396, and that's one of the first real performance cars that I ever really craved. It was a yellow one, and he would take me for rides in it. I think that was one of the reasons that I went the direction I did, because of rides in my cousin Robert's SS 396.
Wow. What's the paint scheme on yours, Frank?
Regal red inside and out. It's the optional 360 horse motor, 4-speed, the Holley, and that, let's see, 355 rear end.
Oh, it's a great package.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that Grand National, no question about it. I mean, back in the day there, that was really one of the fastest accelerating cars on the market. It was faster than the Corvette back then.
It actually was the fastest production car in America that year. And here up here at over a mile high, it'll still turn 13.9 at 103.5 through the quarter. And that's pretty doggone good for this altitude, let me tell you.
wouldn't it be great to see Buick, now that Pontiac's gone, to come back out with a new Grand National? I mean,
well,
I think that would really get a shot in the arm to that brand. And I think it could be just what they need.
There's a rumor about, with their new Regal, they're going to be coming out with a equivalent of the old Regal GS, so
wow.
We'll see what that includes.
Yeah,
and I would love to see it, because those cars still turn my head every time I see them on the road now. One of my real good friends had one just up until a few months ago, and that's still one of the really iconic cars to come out of Detroit in the last 30 or 40 years.
Absolutely. Well, Frank, thank you so much for the call. Always enjoy hearing from you, and happy Father's Day down there in New Mexico.
Well, thanks, fellas. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So one rumor that I actually saw, I believe, in Road and Track, I wonder if they're actually going to do this, it was Dan Knott, who used to run SRT for Chrysler's, now a VP at Chrysler, was caught driving around in a Viper-powered Challenger. Do you think that they're actually going to, you know, now that the Viper is gone after this year, they're still going to have that engine. I wonder if they're going to build some limited production vehicle to go up against the GT500 and the, you know, the Z06 or ZR1. I don't know. Do you think it could happen?
I wouldn't be surprised if Dan Knott is driving one around as production-oriented as Dan is. I know he's probably having fun, but he's probably also trying to figure out a business case to do that, because as you remember, when he was running SRT, he was a hot rodder at heart, and that's probably Yeah, a Viper powered Challenger, that fascinates me. I think that would be an amazing vehicle. I guess there's, I'm sure there must be room under the hood of that thing for the 10, but wow, what a great car that would be.
Definitely, yeah. And even for 2011, I know that they're giving, I believe they're bumping the 6.1 up to 6.3 liters. I was talking to Ralph Gilles a few weeks back. He wouldn't exactly quote the horsepower, but he said, you know, between 450 and 470 and better gas mileage. And boy, that's an accomplishment. I wonder if they're going to put the MDS system finally on the SRT8 motors or what they're going to do. But whatever it is, it's good news for us.
Yeah, Ralph actually was down here in Orlando yesterday. I talked to him. The USAC had a quarter midget show down here at Disney, and it was sponsored by Mopar. And, you know, 100 degrees out there, and there's Ralph handing out trophies. So another guy that works for Chrysler that is really a hot rodder, and the guy that is responsible for the looks of the Chrysler 300 that really got him got his shot. Really, kind of a funny story. If you remember, they introduced the Chrysler 300 at Barrett Jackson to the media. They just showed us what the production or what the prototype car was going to look like years ago. And I was wandering around backstage before they showed it, and there's Ralph, you know, at the time a very much unknown designer at Chrysler, standing next to this car that I'd never seen anything like, and it was a 300. And I said, "This is a great-looking car." And Ralph said, "Yeah, and they're going to build it." And I said, "Yeah, kid, sure. Every designer, the corporations always tell the designers they're going to build their concept cars. You know, everyone that shows up, you know, every designer has some idea that it's actually going to go into production. And as you know, back then, you know, one out of 20 did. Well, son of a gun, that one did. It was a huge hit, and that's why Ralph, that was the little jetpack that he strapped to his back then and set him to the top at Chrysler."
Definitely, and he's such a nice guy, still humble to date, and still once in a while racing his Viper. I know he's an avid racing fan, and he really wants to see more Dodge participation in motorsports.
Absolutely. I hope that works out, because Dodge has such a wonderful tradition. And, you know, with Penske and NASCAR, they're still looking pretty good. They've won some races, so it's, you know, it's not all is lost.
Absolutely not. More with Stephen Cole Smith straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World. It's one of the hottest new technologies out there in the engine department. Imagine getting 350 plus horsepower and decent fuel economy. It's called EcoBoost. Ford's Brett Hines tells us all about it.
The EcoBoost engine 3.5 liter is available today in your showroom in the Ford Taurus Show, the Ford Flex, and the Lincoln MKS. It'll also be available in the brand new Lincoln MKT. Yeah, by 2013, 90% of all Ford nameplates will have an EcoBoost engine available. In the case of the Taurus Show, we're producing 365 horsepower, 350 foot-pounds of torque, and at the exact same time, we're getting 25 miles per gallon on the highway and 17 miles per gallon in the city.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works. I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready?
Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Stephen Cole Smith. He's the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel, also a frequent contributor to many publications, editor at Car and Driver. And speaking of Car and Driver, I love your back of the book pieces, your question and answer spotlights with some very unusual folks. What are some ones that you've done recently, and can you preview any upcoming ones, Steve?
Yeah, Bob, it's I really appreciate the format they've given me there. It's a full page that I have for question and answer, and basically the idea is, what would you have done differently? And that generally just turns into one question, but I've tried to get a real cross-section of the automotive world. I've had everybody from Richard Petty, Lynn St. James, the racers on there, to Malcolm Brickland, Ralph Nader. I think it's certainly one of the few times Ralph Nader has actually had an opportunity to strike back at Car and Driver. One of the next ones I have is another guy. I won't mention his name, but he said one of the biggest regrets he has in his life was actually letting Car and Driver test one of his cars.
Wow.
So that's kind of amazing. But they've really allowed me to let people have their own voice. You know, it's certainly not massaged into any kind of format for Car and Driver. If people aren't a big fan of Car and Driver, they're allowed to say that on the last page. And I think the reaction from readers has been pretty good. It's sometimes automotive publications tend to pat themselves on the back a little too much. And having been involved with Car and Driver since 1988, I don't think that's ever been the problem with that magazine, regardless of who the administration is. And Eddie Alterman, those guys now have a good sense of humor. And I think it's kind of reflected in what they let me do with that last page.
Absolutely, and you got to love the design redo a number of months back with Car and Driver as well. I think Eddie and the team there are doing outstanding work.
Yeah, they've all four of the big books, Automobile, Car and Driver, Motor Trend, and Road and Track, have all developed pretty distinct personalities, I think. And I read all four of them, and Auto Week, I count that as the number five book. I think we're pretty well served. I know You know, everybody wants to talk about the internet, but there's still something about sitting down with a piece of paper. Like I had four Southwest flights the other day in one day, and I would have hated not to have had my magazines with me on those flights.
I agree with you so much. I spent a little bit of time today on the Motor Trend radio side of the fence doing an interview with Humpy Wheeler on his new book, and boy, I never had the opportunity to interview him before. He is a fascinating guy.
We were talking about Humpy Wheeler last night. I was at the races, and we were having a long rain delay, and his name came up with some friends and colleagues. That new book he's got is a great book. It's certainly in character for Humpy. As you know, I go to the NASCAR Media Tour every year, and it's hosted by the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And Humpy was always a highlight because we would have a couple of hours with Humpy. I think that's what they called it, where it's just maybe 30 or 40 automotive journalists and Humpy Wheeler. And we're just throwing back and forth ideas. And unfortunately, we don't do that anymore since Humpy kind of had a parting of the ways with Charlotte and with Bruton Smith, something that's certainly covered in his book. But I would say, actually what I was saying last night is I wish Humpy would come down to Daytona and throw NASCAR some ideas, because a guy that knows that much about promotion, that much about racing, that much about what the fans want, there's nobody in the country that I would trust more with throwing out some ideas about what to, not necessarily build NASCAR back up, but it's certainly, if you saw the stands in Michigan for once, they're sagging a little bit, just as it is with everything in the economy. Humpy Wheeler's the kind of guy that could bring it back.
Absolutely. He understands the entertainment value, and he also sees, one of the things that he told me today, which is so true, one of the trends that he sees is the fact that because of sponsorship, drivers are being picked not because necessarily that they're great drivers, but because they're great media people, they're great spokespersons, they're good looking folk. He said he went to a dirt track a number of weeks back in North Carolina and saw a great driver, and he said to the kid, you're going to have a great future. And he says, what are you kidding? I'm too ugly.
That's one of the reasons I love Humpy. Nobody stays in touch with the grassroots the way Humpy Wheeler does. He's the guy that appreciates the fact that before you get into big racing, you need to run some little racing. And in fact, that's why I was at the Mopar Nationals quarter midget races, which is kids generally aged from 6 to 15. I'm doing a story for Car and Driver on young racers. And Bob, you'd be amazed at some of the young racers there. A quarter midget is what, 4 feet long?
Yeah.
And here's a kid with a 53-foot trailer that's 7 years old. It's got 10 of them in there. He's already had media training. He's already got a website. He's already got, the fire suit. It's just amazing to see.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Humpy was saying. Rich kids or kids with connections, these are becoming the racers, people from overseas with money. And unfortunately, a lot of great talent is being overlooked because, today somebody like Junior Johnson would never get a sponsor because he's just not articulate enough.
You're exactly right. I can name you 10 drivers that are as good as anybody out there. Some guys like Mike Stefanik, some of the guys from NASCAR Northwest who have had a shot and just didn't fit the NASCAR mold. Maybe they don't want to run last because they're in a development car. Maybe they don't want to, plug a sponsor. I know talking to Junior, Dale Earnhardt Jr., when he was running for Budweiser, he actually had to rewrite the contract a little bit because Budweiser would have you on the road 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, plugging the product if you would let them.
Mm-hmm.
And some drivers are race car drivers. They just don't want to do that. And if it means staying at the local level, they'll do that as opposed to not necessarily selling out, but certainly being somebody they don't want to be.
Another thing that Humpy brought up, and it certainly echoes, and you've had some time in the radio industry as well as the publishing and print side of the fence, so you can appreciate both mediums. And, all I can think of, there are a lot of people that are in the radio business who are not radio folks, they're business folks, and they're looking at the bottom line. Same thing with the publishing business. And he said, the same thing is happening in racing, and the sponsors care more about how many times their billboard is seen on the TV rather than winning.
Exactly. And it's also a reason why you and I are in radio, Bob. We're not pretty enough for television. So it's not just racing. But, you know, Humpy is, you know, Humpy basically invented the whole Legends car series that gets kids up and going. That's had as much impact as anything else on getting young drivers into the sport. And the fact that now you'd probably be better off getting a degree in business or advertising if you're want to be a racer, as you would just spending time on the racetrack. It is amazing. It's so sponsor driven. There's nobody with enough money out there to absolutely sit at the top of the heap along with the Jimmy Johnsons and Tony Stewarts. You've got to have corporate money to do it. And it's, unless you're sellable, I wonder if Tony Stewart, even at some point, if he was coming up now as a kid racer, even he might not be able to get sponsorship because he's a little raw, because he's a real racer's racer as opposed to, let's just point out Jeff Gordon, I think would fit in fine with today's young kids.
Yeah, well, that's true. And Humpy said he liked the old, George rather than the new George, the new old.
Yeah, absolutely. I think talent should always win out. And right now, that's not necessarily the truth with motorsports.
No, that's so true. And what about Danica Patrick? I mean, do you think she's going to have any impact at all, or is she still a way off on the learning curve?
Funny, you know, she does well on big oval tracks with IndyCar. She's not scared of the car. And I wrote about her when she was down here in Daytona making her stock car debut in ARCA and the Busch race, or rather the Nationwide race. And I spent a lot of time around her and even more time listening to the radio because her communication, you know, supposedly private, but it's not anymore, between her and crew chiefs, I think really tells a lot. And she's a girl that really worked very hard for the ARCA race. She had double the amount of practice time on the track as anyone else. She took direction well, but she knows at this point she doesn't know what she doesn't know in NASCAR. And whether she'll have a chance to learn, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch, definitely. But, I agree with Humpy. He'd rather have the old Tony Stewart. In a lot of ways, I'd like to have the old Tony Stewart, too. But that's just the way it is in racing today. And another thing he brought up, too, IndyCar racing has become so expensive. He said if Mario Andretti or somebody like Bobby Unser was coming up today and didn't have backing, they never would have gone on the track.
Yeah, you pretty much have to bring money to that sport now. Talent is important, but it's not nearly as important as how big a budget you can provide.
So true. Steve, every time you're with us, time flies. Thanks so much. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Bob. You're a pro, and it's always fun to be on with you.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.